Good morning. Good morning, everybody. My name is Sharon Stowers from Pearland, Texas. Welcome to the TMC call. And again, we have tagged this day. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Let's go to the Father in prayer. Oh God, our Father, our nurturer, our protector, our God, we thank you, Lord God, for just allowing us to open our eyes today and see a new day. Some of us were able to see the blue moon on today. And we just thank you, Lord God, for all the different things that you have done just in the last 2 to 3 months that are different for us. And God, we will bless you at all times. Your praise will continually be in our mouths. God, we will make our boast in you. And God, hopefully the humble will hear of it and be glad. And God, we have come together to tell the nations, oh, magnify the Lord with us. And let us exalt your name together. God, I thank you for the people who have come, God, who have pressed that way, to just assemble themselves, Lord God, on this call that you gave a vision to for two anointed women of God. God, thank you for their love, God, for you and for your people. Thank you, Lord God, that they said yes, God, to the call. Thank you, Lord God, that they submitted themselves, God, to your will, God, to nurture, to mentor people, Lord God, so that they would, Lord God, become kingdom builders. Lord God, and I thank you for the people who submitted themselves so that they could be nurtured and that the ministries would be birthed out of them. Oh, God, we come asking that you would continually bless them, Lord God. Bless them exceeding and abundantly above all they could ask or think. Now, God, we cover the speaker on today. We know that she is your great minister, Lord God, and you are always doing great and mighty things through her. So, God, let us hear what you have to say through this woman of God. Bless those who are on. Meet their needs, spoken and unspoken. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. I'm going to yield over to the host of the call today. Host, are you there?
Yes, I can. You hear me, Minister Sharon?
Yes, I can. I can, Mississippi Queen, loud and clear. Take it away.
Praise God. Good morning to you, and thank you so much for seating and greeting everyone this morning with the joy of the Lord in your spirit and in your heart. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth Wednesday. We give God praise for another day, another opportunity. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and I, along with welcome to the Master's Call. If this is your first time here on the Master's Call, let me give you a little bit about our telecommunications sanctuary. It was originated back in October 2010 by our wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we lovingly call our Mother Eagle. We're so grateful that they said yes, and God gave them the word of God to stand on, and it is Psalm 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We also have a mission statement. It is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a website that you can go to and get a word from the Lord at all times. It is www.themasterscall.net. Again, www.themasterscall.net. There we have all the messages from back in 2010 there, and you can always retrieve a word from the Lord. And also you can see the bios of our speakers. Our theme for the year is in 2018, through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. We're so thankful to God because some of us have continued on to the 40-day consecration and fasting before the Lord, and we're thankful that God is bringing us through. So you can join us. We're going on until February 14th and give God praise and glory for insight, for vision, and for allowing us to be his instruments here in the spiritual marketplace. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this wonderful ministry, you can be a greeter, as Minister Sharon did so wonderfully, or you could be a host, which is what I'm doing, and then you can have a word from the Lord, and you can send your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. If you're not unable to give your prayer requests and praise reports on Friday morning when we verbally give them, you can also send your prayer requests and praise reports to info@themasterscall.net. Now, this is what brought us all together, and it is a wonderful health and wellness company called Artist Life. It started off as Artist International that was established by Antonio Diaz de Leon, and we are in place. The company has been in circulation for over 28 years, and we're so thankful that we're helping people with their health and wellness all around the world. To get more information, you could get with the person that invited you to this call, and then, better still, you can get on the new motivational call that's held right after this call. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. Today, they'll be talking about cardiovascular disease. So get other people on the call to get great information. You need the bypass number with PCS, not PCS, but I forgot the other company, but T-Mobile, I know it's one. That bypass number is 716-293-9707, 716-293-9707. And we are definitely praying for the Flanagans this week, this month, because our Diamond President, Reggie Flanagan, had a brother that his oldest brother went home to be with the Lord. I will share more information about the funeral services, the homegoing services, right after the message. But right now, let me give you his home address if you want to send cards or want to bless the family. That address is 519 Norwood Street, 519 Norwood, N-O-R-W-O-O-D Street, and that's East Orange, New Jersey, East Orange, New Jersey, 07018. I will share with you the information on the homegoing services after the message. I right now want to bring the speaker of the hour on. She is a woman of God that has been such a blessing to the masses, definitely a blessing to the TMC family. She was born in New York City and is currently a resident of Norcross, Georgia. She received a BS in electrical engineering in 1996. She was called into ministry in 2000 as a lay minister, and God led her to seminary where she received both a Master of Arts in Pastoral Counseling and a Master of Divinity in Pastoral Ministry. She is our Rindy. She is currently, a PhD candidate in pastoral care and counseling. Kai is also, that's who I'm talking about, Minister Kai Brown. She's also in the process of ordination into the ministry and as a prophet of God. Prayer is her focus, and she knows that God has called her to pray and share what he has given her with his people. Kai's most impressive accomplishment and blessing is being the proud mother of an amazing young man of God, Christopher. Kai believes that the destination of her journey is guaranteed as a child of God. She also believes that the journey is to be taken as God gives it, because that is God's process of preparation for what he wills in our lives. She is the author of the book, When God Burst the Ministry. She is a blessing to the masses, definitely a sister in Christ, and we love and appreciate her. I introduce to some, present to others, none other than Minister Kai Brown of Norcross, Georgia. Are you there, Minister Kai?
I am here, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Take it away. God bless you.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. First, let me thank Minister Sharon Stowers for seating and greeting the people and opening us up with such a powerful prayer. And as always, to our beautiful Mississippi Queen, our prayer general, for hosting with such Jesus joy, giving honor to the two women of God whose obedience and yes is the reason that we come together each Monday through Friday to be able to spend some time in the Word and hearing what thus says the Lord, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. But we all know that all honor, praise is due to our God. And so we're just going to jump right into the Word. As God has been taking us through this series, giving, it's a way of life, giving, it's a way of life. And the first aspect that he dealt with was giving of our finances. So the last two sessions that we had, we were talking about tithe and offering and giving financially and being a blessing because he has blessed us, and that is what he calls us to do. So today we're going to go on to that next track, and that is giving of our talent. See, God didn't you know, gift us so that we could just keep those gifts to ourselves. And as a matter of fact, they go through the parable of, the rich man who left three of his servants with talents. And two multiplied those talents, and when the master returned, they were able to give him the increase. But one just buried it in the ground, didn't utilize it, just let it sit and die pretty much because it didn't, even though he planted it, it did not produce any fruit. So when the master came back, he had only the one talent. So how are we using our talents in giving back to the Lord? So that's what we're going to be focusing on today. And so if you'll turn with me to 1 Peter 4 and 10, it says, as each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. So that tells us something. As each has received a gift. So that means we've all received a gift that God desires us to use. Now the question, are we giving with that gift? Are we using that gift to maybe take advantage of people? Or to increase ourselves instead of increasing the kingdom of God. So we need to be very careful with how we use the gift or gifts that God has placed within us. Now, I will tell you, in my past, let me just be transparent, I'm pretty good at getting people to do what I want them to do. And in the past, I have used that gift not necessarily for the good of the kingdom, but to get what I wanted. But now, still being that person, still having that gift, realizing that all that I have is to be used to build the kingdom, then I can get, you know, I can help people walk through the process that God has for them with that same gift. So our gifts can be used for good or they can be used for evil. Now, it's up to us to make sure we decide if giving is a way of life, and so in using that gift, we're causing the kingdom to be blessed and we're blessing others. So we really need to take some time to step back and think, okay, Lord, what have you gifted me with? And what should I be using it for? And how should I be using it? See, if we seek God on how to use the gifts he has given us, and we listen clearly as we are seeking, he'll let us know exactly what our gifts are supposed to be doing. Romans 12 and 6 says, having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them, if prophecy, in proportion to our faith. So we use our gifts in proportion to our faith. So if we're honest with where we are, what those gifts are, and we allow God to grow our faith by depending on him for the little things, then we can use our gifts in proportion to our faith. But you have to put in some work with your gifts. It's not, okay, God's gifted me and bam, that's just it. No, we are told in 1 Timothy 4 and 14, do not neglect the gifts you have, which was given you by prophecy when the council of elders laid their hands on you. See, you can't just say, okay, I got a gift and, you know, I'm going to use it every now and then. You've got to work that thing out. You've got to put time into that gift. You have to put time in prayer to seeking God to see how you're to use that gift. You know, the Williams sisters are blessed with the gift of tennis. They are blessed with the ability to play tennis. And what they've done is started foundations that allow other children who have that gift to play tennis. So they've taken that gift, and even though they were gifted with it, they have to work hard to maintain their ranking and the status in the tennis community. So they've taken that gift, and they haven't neglected it. And because they've worked as hard, they now have the ability to come forward with that gift and bless others. What are you doing with your gift? What am I doing with my gift? Are we using it to bless the kingdom of God? Are we being selfish and self-serving? See, giving has to be a way of life. It can't just be something we do in our time of need. Oh, well, I'm going to give back to the community now because I need God to do some things for me. That can't be how we see giving. Because then that's us trying to use God for our own purposes. Instead of walking in that relationship that we have with him. Instead of walking the path that he's laid out for us, if we decide to use our talent, which are those gifts God has given us for ourselves, then are we pleasing God? And is giving a way of life for us? We have to make sure that as we continue to work in the body of God, we realize that those gifts come from him. James 1 and 7 tells us, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. So every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. So without God, we would not have those gifts. So how are we utilizing them to build the kingdom? We have to make sure that we are doing what God has called us to do. Exodus 35 and 10 says, let every skillful craftsman among you come and make all the Lord has commanded. So I know people are like, where does that come in? See, because if each of us come together with our gifts, then we can build the kingdom as God commanded. So we have to make sure that as we are reading and learning and growing through the wisdom that comes in spending time with God's word and in God's presence, that we are making sure that the gifts he's placed within us, we're using them to build the kingdom. See, giving of our talent is a way that we show our stewardship to God. See, he's given us something. Just like with our finances, he's giving us something, and we need to be wise stewards. That means we need to be wise in how we distribute those talents, just like we have to be wise in how we distribute our finances. See, we want to try and limit giving to be a financial thing, and it's not. It should be a life principle and a way of life. So not only do we give of our finances, but we give of those gifts that God has placed within us so that we can continue to walk out his Jeremiah 29:11 plan. I don't know about you, but I want to be in God's perfect will for my life. See, because if I'm walking in his perfect will, then I don't have to worry about the situations and circumstances that arise around me. If I'm walking in his perfect will, then I am walking with him. Imagine that perfect relationship with God, where you are just surrounded by his presence at all times. That doesn't mean life won't get hard. That doesn't mean that there won't be situations and circumstances that arise. But what it means is that even when they do arise, you can rest knowing that God's got it. But see, you can't be in that perfect relationship if you've buried your talent and you're not using it to enlarge the kingdom of God. You can't walk in that perfect peace if giving is not a way of life for you. We have to make sure that as God continues to show us grace and mercy, that we're using our talents and giving that grace and mercy to those that are around us. See, we want to ask God for that grace and mercy, but we don't want to extend that same grace and mercy to others. So we have to make sure that we are working according to God's Jeremiah 29:11 plan. We have to make sure that we are using our gifts to help one another, to serve one another. See, we have a problem with that word serve because we don't want to be servants and be taken advantage of. But Jesus came as a servant to humanity. Even though he was a part of the Trinity, he came to serve so that we could be reconnected in right relationship to God. So we have to make sure that we walk in that same sense of service to one another, using our gifts as blessings and not a curse. 1 Peter 4:10, as each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied graces. I don't know about you, but I want God's varied graces in my life. I want God's varied graces on everything I do. So how do we get that? By using our gifts to serve one another. See, we truly have to make giving a way of life. And so that means digging down deep and even using our previous bad choices, our hurts, and our habits to bless others. So we have to make sure that as we walk out God's Jeremiah 29:11, and yes, I know I keep going back to God's Jeremiah 29:11 plan. See, but if we're walking in that plan, then we're walking in God's perfect will. And then we have his peace that passes all understanding. See, I want to continue in that peace. I want to continue to use my talents to bless others because it brings me closer to him. I get to be in his presence because I am blessing others. I am giving. So we have to make sure that we're using our gifts, our talents, to build the kingdom of God. I don't know about you, but I want to be a builder. So I'll leave you with this scripture, 1 Peter 4:10. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's very graces. Minister Brenda, back to you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Can you hear me, Minister Kai?
I sure can.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for that powerful message this morning. I will call you back for to close us out with the benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for this woman of God who have brought us this message, Lord, to encourage us and to impress upon our hearts, Lord God, that we must use the gifts that you've given us, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for this woman of God who have laid before you, Lord God, and listened to your voice, Father. And as we heard your word, Lord God, we ask that you strengthen each and every person on this call to go forth and do the work that you've called each and every one of us to do. We thank you, Lord, for blessing Kai's going out, her coming in, everything her hands touch and her feet tread. We thank you, Father God, for keeping her son in perfect peace as his mind is stayed on you. And Lord God, we're lifting up all those that are going through health issues this morning, Father God. We lift up Marilyn Watson, Reggie's sister, Lord God. Stroke is a name, and you got to bow down to the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against her will prosper. We call her healed and whole by the blood of the Lamb. We thank you, Father God, for healing Beatrice, Leslie, Bart Henderson, Lord God. We thank you for taking care of Janet Myers and Patrick Capiello and Kelly West, Johnny Hightower, Gail Shepherd, Lord God. We call them healed by the blood of the Lamb. No weapon formed against them will prosper. We call them by the blood of Jesus Christ, that no weapon formed against them will continue to go forth, that, Lord God, they will stand and raise in your glory. We give your name the praise for the bereaved. We ask that you strengthen Robin, Lord, as they have the homegoing service of her Uncle Frank, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the Flanagan family, for touching Reggie, Lord God, and his entire family as they have the homegoing of his brother James, Lord God. We call them healed and comforted like none other. We thank you, Father, for touching Doug Grayson and Ada's family, Lord God, in its entirety. We know, Lord God, that you are using them to your glory, Lord God, and you're putting your arms around them in such a manner, Father God. And any others that are going through bereavement, Lord God, the Sims family and anybody else, Lord, we ask that you just strengthen them and that you keep them. We give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor, all that you're doing. This day and the days to come, we say hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen. Well, TMC family, we are so thankful to God that you have joined us this morning. And if you want to share this message with somebody, I encourage you that you do that. It's a powerful word. That number is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The PIN is the same, 957-677#. And we also have the new morning motivational call coming up, and it will be on cardiovascular disease. Excuse me, my tongue is tying up here. That number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617#. Now also, Extravaganza is coming up in March 9th through the 11th. We're looking to see your face in a place at the Sheraton Gateway, and we will have church that Sunday morning. If you want to be a part of the service, we invite you to do so. Please send the information to info@themasterscall.net, and Dr. Vanessa would gladly assist you. Also, that I want to encourage all of you to share a word with the Flanagans. That funeral that will be held in East Orange, New Jersey for James Flanagan, and it will be Friday, February 2nd at the Peaceful Zion Baptist Church, Peaceful Zion Baptist Church, 213 Rhode Island Avenue, East Orange, New Jersey. 213 Rhode Island Avenue, East Orange, New Jersey, 07018. The time is 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. for the viewing and 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. for the funeral service. And also the Flanagan's home number, address rather, if you want to send a card or directly bless them, that number address is 519 Norwood Street, East Orange, New Jersey, 07018. We so appreciate each and every one of you joining us this morning. We give God glory for you, Minister Sharon, for seating and greeting everyone on I Will Bless the Lord at All Times. His praise will continually be in my mouth Wednesday. And thank you again, Minister Kai, for that profound message this morning. Would you please come and give us our benediction?
And, of course, thank you to our beautiful prayer general, our beautiful Mississippi Queen, for always hosting with such Jesus joy. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. Amen. Go out and be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.